Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway Your Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. We are here live and in effect. This episode today is for all my go-getters out there, for all my manifestors, for all my those who know they have something more in the tank and they're just trying to figure out how to unlock that seed of greatness. This episode is for you. So, I never know what episode is going to be from week to week. I don't, because it's essentially channeling, right? And what I mean is we have imagine this. There's a pool. There's an ocean of creativity, right? We'll call this the field. And this ocean, you have a hose that's hooked up to it, like a little tube. And when you are locked in, you can pull from this ocean. You can pull from this infinite pool. You can pull from this infinite source. It's about you having an open mind. So like from week to week, I never know what I'm going to talk about. I have no idea. But I know that whatever I'm supposed to talk about, it will come to me. So this episode came to me here like a week and a half ago. And I'm like, okay, I got to get this on paper. I got to record this. I got to talk about this, okay? So I'm fascinated with words. I love words. Because words mean something, but then there's like a hidden meaning inside of it. And that's really what like fascinates me. So I started thinking, and this came to me, that the creator creates creation, right? The creator creates creation. Say that with me. The creator creates creation. So now I'm like, the word guy in me, I'm like, creation. It has T-I-O-N on the end of it. Now, I remember being in school. I don't know what grade it was. But I remember being in school when our English teacher told us that any word that had T-I-O-N on the end of it, it was a noun. It was a noun. Okay? That means it's a person, place, or thing. Y'all stay with me because it's about to come on in. It was a person, place, or thing. It was a noun. Creation. It's a noun. So then I go like, what is that thing called? I know what a prefix is, but what's the thing on the back? Oh, it's a suffix. I wasn't paying attention in class at that point. So I go on to the end. And I type in on Google because Google has all the answers, right? I type in Google, T-I-O-N suffix. What does it mean? Good God Almighty, y'all gonna get it right now. It means the result of. The result of. Creator creates creation. Good God Almighty. So the creation is the result of the creator creating. Are you staying with me? Now let's go back up to the top where the creator was. The creator was the subject. Creating or create was the verb. Creation was the noun, the result of. I didn't want to give y'all an English lesson, but we have to do this, okay? Stay with me here. Now that I understand that, the subject and the verb get together. The subject and the verb get together, and the noun, the end result, the finished product has to show itself. When we understand that creating was the process and the creation was the product. It wasn't nothing to it but to do it. Do you see how this works? So I'm sitting here like, okay, there's got to be other words. This is the Holy Trinity. This is the Holy Trinity. Okay? This is the Holy Trinity. When you start understanding the creator creates creation, okay, how does this pertain to me and my life? Good God Almighty, it's going to be one of the most listened to, most downloaded episodes ever man has ever heard. The actor acts action. The actor acts action. The subject is the actor. The verb was acts. Action was the noun that was created from the actor acting. Good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how this works? We always say, you got to take action. You can't take action. You can't take action. The suffix T-I-O-N means it's the result of acting. So when they say you have to take action, they're throwing you off. Action was going to be the byproduct of you acting. Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. I'm going to get off now. I'm done. I should get off. I should get off right now because you're not trying to hear what I'm saying right now. This is why you were supposed to be like a child and pretend. You were supposed to pretend because every time that you were pretending, you were acting. Every time that you pretended, you were acting. And I know if I'm acting, the action has to show itself. The action has to show itself. It has no choice. It's a Mickey freaky law. So here's why does this, how does this pertain to you? Because you are the actor. You are the creator. But see, you had to be creating. You had to be acting. And if you could not act, if you could not create, that gap in between was what we refer to as fear. I know I can, but I just, see, you have the end result, you have the intention, you have the top of the mountain, but you're not, why am I not doing it? How come I'm not getting the actions? How come I'm not getting the results? How come I'm not getting the creations of my intentions? The reason why you're not getting it is because you're not acting. The reason why you're not getting it is because you're not creating the new version of you. And the reason why you're not creating the new version of you, because you're still holding on to the version of yourself, the old version, the one that everybody else identifies you as. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. You see this right now, present day, but this isn't who you're dealing with. You're dealing with the me who's 2 years out. You're dealing with the me who's 2 years out. The best compliment somebody can pay you is when they look at you and say, oh my gosh, you've changed. You damn right I've changed. You're right, I have. And I hope that you will change as well. I hope that you create a new script. I hope that you create a new motion picture for this thing that you call life. So that way you can become a new actress in this new life that you're going to create. But what ends up happening is we end up having fear. The fear of, what if I'm not accepted? What if they think I'm different? What if they're going to think what they're going to think. They're going to think what they're going to think. They're going to think about you, whatever they think about themselves. And what they think about themselves is probably unconscious. So they probably will project onto you their unconsciousness. But the only reason why they were doing that was for you to step truly into who you were. You see, y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. They ain't trying to hear nothing I'm saying. So let me just go a little bit deeper. Let me just go a little bit deeper. Okay. The script wasn't even written yet. You could write any script that you want. You could write any script that you want for the actor. This is what we call the intention, right? So when I have the intention, that's the script. Here's what I want. Here's what I want it to look like. More importantly, here's what I want it to feel like. So now I got to create this actor inside. But there's going to be fears. There's going to be trauma. There's going to be past narratives that's going to keep me from being able to act on it. So this is why we have to do the inner work. Because the inner work is you extinguishing the beliefs that you had that kept you from being able to act it. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. When you start understanding that your life, and I've said this before, your life is nothing more than the sum of all your beliefs. It's nothing more than the sum of your beliefs. Well, what's a belief? Abraham Hicks said it best. A belief ain't nothing but a thought that you just keep thinking over and over again. Good God Almighty, they ain't trying to hear me. I went to my son the other day. I know I'm jumping around, but y'all stay with me here. I went to my son the other day because me and him had the opportunity to go on an AU trip, and my wife and my daughter couldn't go. So we were just in the hotel room, just me and him. Great father-son time. Just, I'll remember this for the rest of existence. And I'm talking to him. I said, what's the difference between faith and fear? He was like, well, faith is something that like you believe is going to happen. I said, yeah, you're right. Very well done, son. You've been listening, at least in this aspect you have. Faith is something that you believe is going to happen. I looked at him, I said, son, do you realize that fear is the same thing? Fear is the same thing. Fear is the same thing. It's the belief that something is going to happen. Faith is the belief that something positive is going to happen. Fear is the belief that something negative will happen. And the only difference between positive and negative was perspective. The only difference between hot and cold was relative to where you were at. See, 80 degrees is hot until you go to the Serengeti and it's 130 out there. 80 is going to feel really cold. 50 feels like it's cold until you go to the Arctic and you see that negative 50. 50 is a heat wave. Do you see how this works? So I'm looking at my son. I'm like, son, you realize you got fears. And there's faith. The only difference between is the perspective that you have. So those fears, good God Almighty, those fears were cosmically built into you. They were cosmically built into this game of life so you could see the gap that was keeping you from acting. And if I can extinguish my fear, meaning I can shift my perspective based off of these narratives that have happened in my life, these narratives of the trauma, the narratives of the abuse, the narratives of I wouldn't be good enough, the narratives of what are they going to think about me, the narratives of not being accepted, all of those, if I could shift those every little bit, that gap in between actor and acting gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And you ain't going to get rid of all of it. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and make you think it's going to all be gone. He ain't never going to get rid of all of it. But what's going to end up happening is that gap's going to get small enough that you're going to be able to jump over it now. Good God Almighty. You're going to be able to jump over it. You're going to be able to jump over it. And when you can jump over it, all you need to do is be able to jump one time. That's it. If you can jump one time, it's game over. It's game over. Because if I can do something once, I can do it a million times. So, I don't want to get into the semantics of the one infinite creator, whatever we want to refer to it as. But here's something that we have to realize with this creation. The creator will always be inside of it. The creator will always be inside of the creation. The creator will always be inside of the creation. Always. The creation was really just a smaller version of the creator. Realize this, and you'll see that there was no thing that you could not do. There was no thing that you could not do. You could literally go and do anything as long as you were willing to act like it. So I told you when I had my ayahuasca ceremony and Mother Aya and the universe was coming to me and they said, you could have anything that you desire, but you had to act like it. But you had to act like it. And if you can't act like it, it's just because of fear. But in order to do this, there would have to be this thing that we call accountability. You'd have to be accountable for your own life. And in order to be accountable for your own life, that in most thought programs and beliefs is blasphemous. That I'm accountable for my own life? Blasphemy. Until you are fully accountable for your own life, you'll never be able to create it. You hear what I just said? Until you accept accountability for your own life, you'll never be able to create it the way you desire. Create it. Create it. Create it. There's that verb. There's that creator. See? You've been a creator your whole life. You've been a creator your whole life. But they didn't tell you. They thought that it was somewhere outside of you. No, you are it. It is you. You are it. And this whole life that you're living, whether you like it or not, doesn't really matter. It is the creation of you because you were the creator. Why didn't they tell you this? How come they didn't tell you this? How come you didn't know this? No, you always knew. Deep down inside, you just forgot. So what do? We need to develop a new belief system. We need to develop a new way of thinking. Because what I think over and over again will be what I believe. And what I believe will be my truth. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. What I believe will be my truth, and my truth will be what my life reflects. You mean to tell me that I can literally create my life however I want? More or less, yes, I am. But what you see there, anytime that you say but, there's that little slippery serpent that we call the ego trying to stay comfortable and stay safe. Do you not know that there's a whole life, there's a whole world that's waiting for you? But the problem is, the issue is, it's out there in the deep water. It's out there in the place where you can't swim. Sorry, where you can't touch the bottom. You can swim, though. You have all of the tools to be able to swim. When people say, I can't swim, I don't know how to swim. The reason why you don't know how to swim is because you never took time to be accountable for yourself and learning how to swim. But human beings have arms. Human beings have legs. Human beings have lungs. We all have the opportunity and the capability of swimming. All of us. The question is, who's going to use those arms? Who's going to use those legs? Who's going to go out to that deep water? And here's the reason why the universe puts everything out in the deep water. The universe doesn't care if it's deep. It doesn't care if it's shallow. Every once in a while, you'll get it when it's shallow water, right? Every once in a while, you get thrown what we call a bone. But it puts everything that you desire out there in the deep water because it wants you to become the version of you on the same frequency that would be able to swim in that deep water. So what good is it if everything's waiting for me on the other side of this challenge, but I'm not willing to become the version of me that can overcome challenge? I'm not willing to become the version of me that can overcome adversity. I'm not the one who wants to level of the frequency of me who can overcome the hardship, the trauma, the abuse. The universe puts this in front of you so that way you can start using these tools that you've been gifted with. This is what we got to understand. There's nothing that can come in your life that is too much for you that you can't handle. Nothing. You got everything already. I'm going to say this till the day I leave. We got it all. We got it. Every single one of us. We all got it. The question is, are you going to start doing, or are you going to wait for something else to do it for you? You can wait. That's fine. But you'll never get to experience yourself as that which you actually are. And this was the cool thing about this game of life. We could create, we could become all that we wanted, anything. You can become anything, you can do anything. Hear me when I say this, you can do anything. You can do anything. You guys may have seen on social media, I put on my TikTok and I put on Instagram this encounter, this chance encounter with this guy, this young man. We were in Cincinnati. It was me, my son, Durango, who's my video, videographer, content creator, right? We're going to get something to eat. And we go to this restaurant. And we walk in this restaurant. It was packed. It was a little local Mexican place. It was packed. We walk in. And Durango has the camera, right? He has the camera. And we're like, yo, we're going to start documenting everything. We're going to document everything. And Durango's like, yeah, I'm walking around. We're going to walk around with the camera. We're going to live this life that we want to live, right? So we're in this little tiny waiting space, right? It was jam-packed. And Durango has his camera. And everybody's looking at us. Everybody's looking at us like, we're in this little town. Like, we're not in the main Cincinnati. We're like in this, I think it's like Hamilton, Ohio. And everybody's looking at us like, what is this dude doing with the camera right now? Why are they all looking at him? Like, what's going on? And this lady's like kind of looking at us like, don't put that camera on me. I better not be in this. I don't know what y'all doing, but I better not be in it. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, finally, I was like, you know what? I like Mexican food, but I don't like it this much. Let's get up out of here. It's already like 8:30. It's almost my bedtime's coming soon. Let's go get something to eat somewhere else. My son was like, let's go to Jimmy John's. I'm like, nah, we ain't going to Jimmy John's. We're going to go get something. I'm going to get something that's going to get me through the night, right? So we walk out, and we're walking back to the car, and there's this young man there, and he says to me, hey, what's going on, man? I'm like, nothing. What's going on? He goes, you interested in buying some air freshener? And I didn't hear what he said. I was like, wait, what is it? And he hands me the pack, and this is when you see on social media where the interaction took place. But behind me, Durango's filming, behind me, some people came up and they saw Durango with a camera. And they said, are you guys filming a documentary? So they didn't get to hear the interaction a majority of what was going on. You all didn't get to see that on social media. You got to see like the tail end of it. So I asked this brother, I'm like, yo, what are you selling? He's like, I'm selling air freshener. I smell it. I'm like, damn, it smells good. I go, what's the key to life? And I tell my son this every day, every day. What's the key to success? What's the key to life? So the key to success is consistency. The key to success is consistency. What's the key to life? Balance. You got to find balance in life, right? So I look at this young man. I go, what's the key to life? He looks at me. He goes, I don't know. Being happy and having peace. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 20. I said, you an old soul. This ain't your first time around the block. You said being happy and peace. These are inner things. You over here standing out here in this 50 degree weather, it's blowing 20 miles per hour, and you selling packs of air fresheners for 10 bucks. Wait, hold on. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you right now. I said, what's your goal? He said, man, I want to get to a million. I said, you want to get to a million? I said, okay. And I could see myself in him. It wasn't about the million. I could see myself in him. Because that's what everyone is. Everyone is nothing more than a reflection of you. The question is, are you conscious? Are you aware when they reflect it back to you? And I'm looking at this young brother and I'm like, this man's standing out here selling air freshener for 10 bucks. At that moment, I'm having a conversation with my younger self. See, the universe is going to do this. Stay with me. I know I'm all over the place, but stay with me. The universe is, it's going to give you an opportunity to go back and rectify the past. I said, I'm looking at this man. I don't know what his life is. I have no idea. But the fact that he's standing out here, he believes in himself just enough for him to be out here selling $10. I'm like, son, you got to sell 10 of these to get to $100. You got to sell 10 of these. But he didn't care. He didn't care because I saw him. I saw him when someone else walked up to him, walked by because he was right outside of a liquor store. And they just ignored him, kept moving. I said, you sell these for $10. I'm like, okay, I'm thinking in my mind. He's talking. And you guys started to hear the interaction. You could pick it up on social media. I'm like, what's an amount I can give him? What's something I can give him that's not going to, it's not going to bypass his lessons, right? It's not going to, I don't want to give him just $100 and say, here, now he's done for the day. And like, all right, cool. Nah, I got to give him just enough to give him enough energy to give him permission to believe fully in himself. So I came up with 50, right? I was like, 50 bucks. You guys saw it. I'm like, I'll give you $50. Here's the reason why I'm saying this. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the money. But I knew that money was going to give him permission to create a new script. It was going to give him permission to leave that actor and become a new actor. To move from the B-list to the A-list. And you guys saw the interaction when he was like, yo, you throwing that battery in my back. By chance, we happened to cross paths, okay? By chance, we happened to cross paths. And I say chance, it's air quotes, right? Nothing's by coincidence. Nothing's by coincidence. But here's why I'm telling you this. Here's why I'm telling you this right now. Because as much as I may have done for him, you know what he did for me? Do you know what he did for me? And this is the thing about the universe. What goes out's got to come back in. It ain't just one-sided. Nothing is one-sided. This is, we got the positive. We got the negative. We got the dark. We got the light. We got the masculine. We got the feminine. We got the up. We got the down. We got the left. We got the right. We got the hot. We got the cold. We always going to have both ends. You always going to have both ends. Always. And I knew if I can help him, he going to help me somehow. If he can help him, help me, I'm going to help him. Do you see how this works? So what did this do for me? I saw me. I saw my past self in this young man. I'm going to try not to get emotional here. Right? I remember when I was him. It was just with basketball. I just want to be a professional basketball player. That's all. I wrote it down when I was 10 years old. I wrote it down when I was 10 years old. I just wanted to be a professional basketball player. That was it. Nobody in my family played basketball. Nobody. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I got to play professional basketball. This is what I want to do. And I wrote it down when I was 10 years old. I swear to you on everything. I still got it saved in my phone. I took a picture of my mom. My mom saved it. And I left college. I wasn't done. I hadn't graduated. I still had a semester left, and I left college. And my mom, who's an educator, she was like, yeah, but you got to promise to me that you'll go back. And I promised her I'd go back. And I went to a camp in Utah. No deal. I went to a camp in Orlando. No deal. I went to camp in Boston. No deal. I went to a summer league in Montana. No deal. I went to a camp in Richmond, Virginia. No deal. All of these opportunities that I thought nothing. And then finally I got a deal. They paid me $30 a game. $30 a game. $30 a game. I was making about $1,000 a month. And I wanted to give up. And I never forget, I was in a Red Roof Inn in Houston, Texas. And my dad, who was working at the time, he changed his flight. He came in to stay with me for the weekend. It was an old rusty hotel. And I went to his room. I was crying. I'm like, man, Dad, this isn't what I wanted. He said, son, just stick with it. Just stick with it. Just stick with it. Just stick with it. I'm telling you right now, just stick with it. Just stick with it. Because everybody see, oh, wow, he played for the Globetrotters. Oh, wow, DG mindset. But didn't nobody see me in that Red Roof Inn? Nobody saw that. Nobody saw this young man sitting on the corner selling packs of air freshener for 10 bucks. Nobody said this. Nobody's going to see that. But that's why when I shook his hand, I said, I'll see you at the top. Because if you got that drive, I know you can. You got what it takes. You out here in the deep water right now swimming, boy. Don't you know? You got it already. Go. Keep going. Gosh, this young man showed me something inside of me that we all have inside of us because we all are the same thing. The question is, can you extinguish your fears? Can you give yourself permission just for today to believe in yourself and then act like it? Can you give yourself permission to believe in yourself and then act like it? Can you do that? I'm here to tell you, you got all the equipment. You got all the equipment. You got all the tools. You got everything. Give yourself permission. It's going to be, don't hear me when I got to say this. Disclaimer. Oh, you're going to get some water in your mouth. You're going to choke because you're going to feel like you're going to drown. But I promise you, hear me. I promise you, you won't drown. You will not drown. You may go down and they'll get to a point where you get so tired. You feel like I can't do this anymore. And somehow you're going to come to. You'll be on your back. The universe, the waves will have flipped you on your back. And now here you are floating. You don't even have to swim right now. Get your energy. Gather your energy. Get your mind right. Get your finances right. Get yourself in order. Do your healing. Do whatever you need to do. And the universe is going to just hold you in that place until you're ready to have enough energy for you to act like it. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, the creator creates creation. The actor acts action. You, my friend, are it. You got it. You got it. You got it already. You got it. You got it already. It ain't about the money. It ain't about the job. It wasn't about the house. It's about that was going to help you to create this new version of you. It was going to, that was the motivation for you to go and do it. So I have to say this to you because this quote unquote chance encounter with this young man taught me more about myself in those 3 minutes that gave me permission to act like it, because the same thing I told this young man that I saw in myself at 20, that's the same thing that my future self would be saying to me right now. So whatever you would say to that one in the past, whatever you would say to that young person who you're looking to inspire, in means you already have it. It came inherent with you. Spire comes from the Latin root spirare, the same Latin root as spirit, the infinite part of you, the real part of you, the creator part of you. Know that whatever inspiration you would give somebody else would be the same inspiration that future self is going to give you right now. You already got it, my friend. You already got it. Now act like it. Act like it. Stop playing small with yourself. Stop questioning, like, what if? Act like it. Step out on that water like Peter did. Walk out on that water. Walk out on that water and see. And see what happens. I always say, look, I'm going to walk out on this freaking water. I'm going to walk out on it. I'm going to walk. Because I want to see how real these fears really are. So now it's a battle between me and these fears. I want to see if you really who you say you are. I'm going to check you. You always checking me, fear. Fear is always making us run. Why don't we turn around and make fear run? You make fear run. Guess what? Fear is going back down. And now you're going to see how powerful you really are. And you're going to see that those fears didn't actually exist. So the motto, the energy for the rest of 2024 for y'all, because I'm already in the end of 2025 right now. I'm the end of 2025 right now. 2024 was great. It was a beautiful year. A lot of healing. It did its job. I'm preparing for 2026 right now. You can have it all. You can do anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Your responsibility is to act like it. As always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.